Welcome to another installment of the increasingly accident-prone Entertainment Earth podcast, Toy of the Week. I recorded the entire podcast, and then as I click save, it was lost. It's going great today, and I'm on schedule, so there's nothing to worry about. That's why I'm talking about Star Wars Battle Packs from the Clone Wars, recently released, full of repainted and re-released figures, but still pretty good, right? Right. Let's talk about them.
Hoth Assault Battle Pack.
In the Hoth Assault Battle Pack, you get three action figures and two accessories. One of the accessories is an E-Web tripod laser cannon based on the 2003 era version. It has movable legs and a firing red rocket. The second big accessory is a Hoth speeder bike, very similar to the ones released in 2008 in the Hoth speeder bike recon battle pack. The figures are a Scout Trooper Hoth edition. It's a mix and match between Snow Trooper parts and Scout Trooper parts. A vintage style Snow Trooper with slightly different deco, and Darth Vader, seemingly derived from the Evolutions version. At least the body is. I haven't popped it open yet to check the helmet. Oh, and the chest computer seems to be slightly different, too. So you variation hunters take note, this Darth Vader is just different enough to make you mad. I would not necessarily recommend this set to you unless you missed all previous versions of these figures. They're not that new. They're just a little different. So anyone who just bought the new AT-AT should get this. Anyone who just got into the line should get this, but everybody else, get it if you really like it. You may not necessarily need it.
Clone Troopers and Battle Droids Battle Pack.
This set includes, wait for it, Clone Troopers and Battle Droids. I know you couldn't see it coming, could you? But hey, you know, they're full of surprises. The set actually has two Clone Troopers and two Battle Droids. One of the Battle Droids is actually the Retail Droid. That's the name, not a droid released at retail in the U.S. It's called a Retail Droid. It looks like a big soda pop can on little spindly legs with big gun arms. It's really cool and has interesting leg articulation. It is an exclusive sculpt to this set. You currently will not see it anywhere else, which is why I highly recommend you go for it. His companion is a Super Battle Droid with kind of Utapau shadow writing on it. He's got some yellow painted on his back, some letters in Aribush, which I need to translate. I still don't know that alphabet very well yet, I'm sad to say. But it's a nice release. And he also is joined with two Clone Troopers. These are based on the 2009 style Clone Troopers, so you get ankle joints, you get the hyper-articulated wrists, and the newer style helmet. They're both orange. One has a hole in his back and one doesn't, because one has a jetpack and one doesn't. The jetpack one has a firing rocket and a non-firing rocket, and his companion has a rappel line. So between the whole set, it's really a complete action scene in a box. It's everything you need for a fun time with a large vehicle. Not a lot of spring-loaded parts, but you get some, and it's pretty cool. Collectors, you have to get it because there's enough variations. Kids, I think it's a good gift for you. So, yeah, well done, Hasbro. Well done.
Anti-Hailfire Droid Battle Pack.
This set includes everything you need to fight a Hailfire Droid. It does not include a Hailfire Droid, but if you were to have one, this could kick its butt. So for searching on the internet, the name isn't very good, because what you actually get are four Clone Troopers with accessories. The big special accessory in this set is a newly tooled gun based on the turbo tank guns released about a year ago. It's a freestanding thing. It has a flip-out stand for your Clone Troopers and a removable, positionable rocket launcher. The figure can hold onto it. You can aim. You can fire. It's really cool. The thing's got a tampographed Republic Army logo on the front. It shoots a rocket, of course, and yeah, I like it a lot. The little flip-out stand thing is a really nice touch. I didn't even realize it was there when I opened the toy. I discovered it by accident later, because I'm an observant individual. The Clone Troopers in this set are a mix of, well, it's entirely new, because they're all painted differently from previous releases. The molding's a little different on some, too. The Clone Commander is essentially a clone tank gunner with all new paint, and a waistcoat. He's got a new blaster. He looks really cool. I think he might be missing a... No, wait, there it is. He's not missing anything at all. I'm an idiot. But you knew that, because you listen to this show a lot, and you're aware of these things. But he's got two cool blasters that fit into his holsters, and they're very nice blasters. I don't think I've seen them with a lot of other figures, so just for that, it's pretty cool. He's painted in kind of dark green colors, so his entire squad matches him. The two basic Clone Troopers in this wave are essentially identical. They each come with a rifle. They are based on the Stone Clone Trooper mold, which came out earlier this year. Or wait, no, it didn't. It came out a while ago. But it was earlier this year, wasn't it? Let's say that it was. This figure has no ankle joints and only swivel wrists. The other clone troopers have the pivoting wrists. This one only has swivel. His waist joint swivels, but he doesn't have the pivot. So it's a little bit different. It's a nice sculpt, but articulation buffs may be a little upset by it. But there's no better version of this particular clone trooper you can buy. This is it. So if you want it, and you do, this is the one you want to go ahead and pick up. The fourth figure in this set, because you get two of those clone troopers, is a jetpack trooper. He is based largely on the clone trooper Echo mold, except he has a hole for a backpack. The backpack has the two traditional rockets. One fires, one doesn't. He's got a pistol and a removable helmet with a visor that goes up and down, just like Echo. The head underneath the helmet is also just like Echo's, and he's got a lot of really cool deco because it's the green and the beige. He's got bantha horns painted on his helmet, and the visor's a different shade of off-white. So it's a pretty nice figure. He does include the crazy pivot wrists, and I think him and the commander are the two reasons you really want to buy this set. But the other clones are really good too, and the rocket launcher is also very nice. You really can't go wrong with it. I guess this one's called the Aerial Recon Trooper, according to his trading card. Which, by the way, all the battle packs now have trading cards. They're a little bit smaller than regular trading cards for the card game, as well as display stands, which are also for the card game. So all your figures have stands for the Clone Wars now. Isn't that great? I think so. These are all available at entertainmentearth.com today. You can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/enterearth. You'll forgive me if I sound a little wasted here, because I've had this crash on me many times today. I don't know why. It's been great for years. I've been losing stuff all morning. So hopefully this will come through just fine. You'll enjoy it. You'll have a great Labor Day weekend, won't you? Please do. Please, someone has to. And I'll see you guys all next time on the much less buggy Entertainment Earth podcast.